In the last chapter of my book, The Divine Matrix, I listed the book's highlights as a series of keys that summarize the principles described throughout the book. Because this book dovetails with that material, I've done something similar here and list the 31 belief codes that have been highlighted in each chapter. In the first 6 chapters, these ideas were developed in a precise sequence. They have an order, and there is a reason for their order. Each one is offered within the context of the ideas that precede it, while paving the way for the ones that follow. I invite you to consider the following sequence of belief codes for yourself, one at a time. Allow each one its own merit as a powerful agent of change. In his classic book, The Prophet, Khalil Gibran reminds us that work is our love made visible. From this perspective, it's through our actions that we show our love for life itself. So I invite you to work with our belief codes. Allow them to become your love made visible. Listen to each one and ponder it. Discuss it, share it, and live with it until it makes sense to you. Together, these steps can become your consciousness program for changing yourself and your world. Our codes began with belief code number 1. Experiments show that the focus of our attention changes reality itself and suggests that we live in an interactive universe. Belief code number 2. We live our lives based upon what we believe about our world, ourselves, our capabilities, and our limits. Belief code number 3. Science is a language, one of many languages that describe us, the universe, our bodies, and how things work. Belief code number 4. If the particles that we're made of can be an instantaneous communication with one another, they can be in 2 places at once and even change the past through choices made in the present, then we can as well. Belief code number 5. Our beliefs have the power to change the flow of events in the universe, literally, to interrupt and redirect time, matter, and space, and the events that occur within that time and space. Belief code number 6. Just as we can run a simulated program that looks and feels real to us, studies suggest that the universe itself may be the output of a huge and ancient computer program that began long ago. If so, then to know the program's code is to know the rules of reality itself. Belief code number 7. When we think of the universe as a computer program, atoms represent bits of information that work just the way familiar computer information works. They are either on as physical matter or off as invisible waves. Belief code number 8. Nature uses a few simple, self-similar, and repeating patterns, fractals, to build energy into the familiar patterns of everything from atoms and elements to molecules, rocks, trees, and us. Belief code number 9. If the universe is made of repeating patterns, then to understand something on a small scale provides a powerful window into similar forms on a grand scale. Belief code number 10. Belief is the program that creates patterns in reality. Belief code number 11. What we believe to be true in life may be more powerful than what others accept as truth. Belief code number 12. We must accept the role of belief to tap its power in our lives. Belief code number 13. Belief is defined as the certainty that comes from accepting what we think is true in our minds, coupled with what we feel is true in our hearts. Belief code number 14. Belief is expressed in the heart, where our experiences are translated into the electrical and magnetic waves that interact with the physical world. Belief code number 15. Beliefs and the feelings that we have about our beliefs are the language that speak to the quantum stuff that makes our reality. Belief code number 16. The subconscious mind is larger and faster than the conscious mind and can account for as much as 90% of our activity each day. Belief code number 17. Many of our most deeply held beliefs are subconscious and begin when our brain state allows us to absorb the ideas of others before the age of 7. Belief code number 18. In our greatest challenges of life, we often find that our deeply hidden beliefs are exposed and available for healing. Belief code number 19. Our beliefs about unresolved hurt can create physical effects with the power to damage or even kill us. Belief code number 20. When our soul hurts, our pain is transmitted into our bodies as the spiritual quality of the life force that we feed into each cell. Belief code number 21. The same principles that allow us to hurt ourselves into death also work in reverse, allowing us to heal ourselves into life. Belief code number 22. Our belief in one force for everything that happens in the world, or two opposite and opposing forces, good and evil, plays out in our experience of life, health, relationships, and abundance. Belief code number 23. To heal the ancient battle in our beliefs about darkness and light, we may find that it's less about defeating one or the other and more about choosing our relationship to both. Belief code number 24. A miracle that's possible for anyone is possible for everyone. Belief code number 25. In a participatory reality, we are creating our experience as well as experiencing what we have already created. Belief code number 26. In 1998, scientists confirmed that photons are influenced just by being watched and discovered that the greater the watching, the greater the watcher's influence on how the particles behave. Belief code number 27. The prime rule of reality is that we must become in our lives what we choose to experience in our world. Belief code number 28. We tend to experience in life what we identify with in our beliefs. Belief code number 29. For different reasons that reflect the differences in the way we learn, both logic and miracles give us a way into the deepest recesses of our beliefs. Belief code number 30. To change our beliefs through the logic of our minds, we must convince ourselves of a new possibility through unarguable facts that lead to an inescapable conclusion. And belief code number 31. The power of a miracle is that we don't have to understand why it works. We must, however, be willing to accept what the miracle brings to our lives. The spontaneous healing of belief. Almost universally, we share a sense that there's more to us than meets the eye. That somewhere deep inside, we know we have miraculous powers that we simply haven't tapped, at least not in this lifetime. We also know that we have the ability to bring the miracles of our imagination into the reality of our lives. Maybe it's because we know these things are possible that we find the strength to love fearlessly and share unselfishly in a world that often looks dangerously out of control. As we've described in this book, whether we're talking about the universe, the world, or our bodies, the miracles of life are ultimately the expressions of something that begins deep within us. They result from our truly astonishing ability to transform quantum energy into the stuff of reality. The transformation happens through the power of our beliefs. Nothing more, nothing less. What could possibly be more powerful? What could possibly be more healing? What would it mean to you if you could suddenly awaken your deepest passions and greatest aspirations and bring them to life? Wouldn't you like to find out? It all begins with our power to free ourselves from the false limits of the past, the beliefs that tell us that such things are not possible. Through the healing of our beliefs, we discover how to do so with the grace and the ease that comes from experiencing ourselves as part of the world rather than separate from it. When we do so, we become the seed of life's miracles as well as the miracles themselves. In this pure space of our beliefs where all things begin, we can see hideous diseases like HIV disappear from our own bodies, just like the 4-year-old boy who demonstrated precisely such a miracle in 1995 while under study at the UCLA School of Medicine. We can also see ourselves transcend the limits of our past, as Amanda Dennison did in her record-breaking firewalk in 2005. Yet even in the glimmer of such possibilities, we still need something real to remind us, something that tells us beyond any doubt that our miraculous potential is real, not just something that we're making up because we want it to be true. Well, our everyday world is that something. In everyday life, we find the reminders of how we can share the power of our belief. Sometimes it can happen in a big way that can't be missed. Sometimes it happens in ways so subtle that only we will ever know. When we see other people, for example, as blossoming in their greatest strengths rather than shriveling in their occasional weakness, our beliefs become the seed for healing their perceptions. When we accept our own perfection rather than focusing on the inadequacies that others are so quick to point out to us, we experience the same healing for ourselves. Our job is to look into the world for reasons to believe in ourselves. Each time we find one, that reason replaces the limitations that we may have held ourselves to in the past. It's when we abandon ourselves to that new possibility that we shatter the old paradigm of false limits, and it's then that we find the spontaneous healing of our beliefs.